Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I would only go to your golf course if it had a card room or really good wine.
Thank you. You wouldn't go to my fucking golf course. If I had my own golf course with like 16 other dudes, you wouldn't go to my golf course.
Does it have good wine?
Good Lord.
What's there with the dude for me?
How crazy is it that your husband owns a golf course?
Can I drive the golf carts?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, something fun at least.
All right.
God, like it sounds so boring.
Whatever. Welcome to the Shit They Do Not Tell You About podcast.
It's called Shit They Don't Tell You.
My name is Crypto King, aka Steve Green.
And my name is Nikki Limo.
And I am here finally at last to talk to you about DAOs.
I can't wait.
Okay. So
I love DAOs.
Nikki, do you know what a DAO is?
It's the little thing, the wood things to put together furniture.
It's not a DAO. No, it's a DAO. DAO.
It's a stock market exchange.
Also, no, it's not. It's also known as
the DAO is up 2 points.
It is not that. It is a decentralized autonomous organization.
Oh.
Okay. And yes, this is a crypto thing. All right. So basically, but the idea of it, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people silo all this information. So they go, well, if it's about crypto, it has nothing to do with me because I'm not into crypto. Well, honestly, where things are going with companies and when it comes to the ownership of different things, when it comes to, you might believe me or not, but NFTs, like when it comes to true ownership of something, a DAO is going to give you true ownership over, you know, whatever your cause is, or like whatever your, you know, whatever your mission is, really. Mm-hmm. A DAO is going to give you more power.
More dower.
No. Not more dour.
Oh.
Dour is a bad word, by the way. It's like, it's dour. It's very, it's like, oh no.
Oh, like it's sour.
No.
Okay.
So what I want, you know, so even if you're.
What you're trying to say is even if we don't like it, we have no choice. We got to learn about this DAO thing.
Well, you might just be joining one day because
that's where
everything's going.
I see.
So you might just find yourself 10 years from now actually in a DAO laughing because everyone was shitting on me because I'm talking about DAOs now. But that's actually where everything's going.
It's like how everyone was like, TikTok, what's that? It sucks. And then
exactly
in
right.
the pandemic, everyone's like, oh, I kind of like this TikTok.
Every leap in progress is always met with resistance, right?
Yeah.
But hell, dude, look at Bitcoin 10 years ago. Now everyone's talking about adding Bitcoin to your investment portfolio.
Yeah.
Right? Even 5 years ago when I was telling people that they should think about it like that, they were laughing at me. Mm-hmm. So it's, but now you have like hedge funds and Fidelity and all these big, you know, investment firms saying, yeah, you should do that. You got Mark Cuban out there saying you should have Bitcoin in your portfolio. So he's like, you should at least have like 1% of Bitcoin, which
the
is
the tipping point.
It absolutely is. It
becomes undeniable.
It's undeniable. And, you know, so, you know, and I want people to think about too, like, so, you know, you might laugh when I talk about NFTs too, because when I'm talking about NFTs, it's something that a lot of people don't understand yet. And no. so all they're seeing is the silly thing at the top.
The monkeys wearing the hats.
That's it. The monkeys, the bored apes wearing the hats. And but they're not understanding what's really going on behind the scenes with it. Where like what it actually does is what gives it so much power and what's really going to hand a lot of power to a lot of different.
It's a movement.
It's a movement. And it gives power to individuals and more away from these centralized, you know, entities that. Seem to have a hand in everything that we have that has to do with our lives. So DAOs are another way of like forming a club.
Okay.
Think about it like that, right? So, and there's many DAOs that are just clubs, right? There's one called Friends with Benefits. It's like an Ethereum base. I mean, most of them aren't on Ethereum, but they're a DAO where it's just a club, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's you have to, you know, I think the token for FWB is $70 right now. And if you buy one of them, you can read their newsletter and just find out what they're up to. And if you buy like three of them, you get some kind of access to I don't know, some kind of a perk.
They're like little Patreons?
Kind of, yeah. But you know, if you have like 70 of them, which I think is like $3,000 right now or $6,000, you can get into their Discord server where they're all hanging out, right? And this is where they promulgate ideas and push what, you know, where they want to go. And like, you can actually have influence over the community as well.
Who?
Oh, everybody in the DAO. All the people in the club.
Oh.
That's where they all
people,
are.
All the party people in the club.
All the party people in the club.
With their hands in the air.
That's it.
But who are these people and why do I want to join their club?
Well, so what they're building out is, and I don't know all of their missions or anything like that, but what they're starting with, which is pretty interesting, is just having, you know, a community fund, right? Mm-hmm. So you have what's called a DAO or a decentralized autonomous organization community fund, a DAO fund, mm-hmm. and it's all locked into a smart contract. So like, you put all the funds into one place, right? Mm-hmm. And then if someone in the community, anybody in the community, can come up with a proposal. And then if a majority of the token holders agree with it, it passes a certain vote threshold, and now your proposal passes, and that's what happens next.
Like in the simplest terms. In the project? Are these projects?
These are projects. These can be targeted for anything. Environmentalism. It could be anything you're thinking of. It could be your pet project, kitties, like taking care of kitties. You could have a DAO where, like, you know, we've been involved with different places, and you sometimes have questions about what is going on with the charity or with the organization.
Yeah.
And you know, and a bunch of members might even get together and agree that something should change. You could even ask leadership for changes and they might get to you later or like,
yeah,
we'll talk about it. But you really don't have control because you're not part of the leadership, right? So with a DAO, you have a vote in being a token holder, and you have, I think, a more likely shot of influencing people in that community if you have a good idea. So your good idea gets voted on, and then your good idea becomes what everyone's iterating towards next.
Can other people in the DAO see, like, if I suggest something and they're like, oh, she's only a one token holder?
Yeah, they can.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's what happens with the vote, right? Okay. So like, during a DAO vote, and this is, you know, one of the things about DAOs that's very similar, like whenever I talk about crypto, what do I say? Your economy is being replicated on the blockchain.
Yeah.
So everything about it, the good, the bad, the ugly, right? Even the things that people are like, well, Steve, what benefit is this if it's going to be the same as it ever was?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Fair. So, and we're, and I can get to that right now if you want.
Yeah.
So,
if it doesn't interrupt you.
If you work at, say, Walmart, mm-hmm. okay, and you, they've done, so there have been several attempts at unionization at Walmart, right? And at a bunch of different places. And every time these things get stifled because you know exactly who's doing it. You know exactly who to target, who to fire, who to get rid of. Mm-hmm. You know exactly where it's coming from, and you can just lop that off, and then you're back to normal, and then everybody's more scared again, and they're not gonna threaten that again.
Yeah.
Right? So with a DAO, nobody knows who the fuck you are. You have a vote. You have just as much say as anybody else, as long as you hold that vote. And now somebody else could be at the top with all of the shares, right? Like sucking up all that stuff. But then you're like, you know what? Me and our group, we're gonna leave this DAO. We don't need to be in this DAO. We're gonna go form our own DAO.
We're gonna make our own DAO.
And that's exactly how it is with crypto, right? So, you know, you might have a use case that you love, and say we're working on adopting out a bunch of kitties, mm-hmm. okay? And we have like, say we have like, it's not even that big. We have like $300,000, and we're trying to help kitties with $300,000.
Okay.
But then there's people at the top who hold most of the kitties token, and they don't want to do what we want to do. They want to host more parties for the kitty to raise money, mm-hmm. and we want to actually build out more shelters, mm-hmm. and we just can't seem to agree.
Right.
And we don't have as much power as these fuckers at the top do, because they hold all the token supply. They scoop them all low, and then, you know, the price built up as more people got in. And so, you know what? We're actually going to sell our tokens, and we're leaving, and we're going to take that money, and we're going to form our own DAO. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's almost like forming your own business, but you know, obviously it's all decentralized, all using blockchain. It's obviously much easier. You don't have to walk into some office and like start setting up a bunch of stuff and setting up a bank account that and all the routing numbers and all that stuff for it. I mean, you know what it's like to set up a business.
You have to get a license.
There's a lot of moving parts. Whereas if you're setting up a crypto DAO, you can spin it up in one night and you're good to go. So this is all about that, right? Putting hopefully more power into the people's hands, letting them have more of a say in what goes on. And so to answer your question, that's the difference, is that less people will know who you are, and then you also have the mechanisms to move if something's not going the way that you want. And maybe you're wrong, right? And you go form your own DAO.
I'm never wrong.
And it has to live on whether your idea works or not, almost like another business. If you were going to compete with their business, mm-hmm. cool, you better be able to do it in a better way. It's like what people talk, they all talk about UFC fighters, and they talk about how Dana White's a piece of shit because he doesn't pay the fighters what they should get paid, and they don't have whatever that they want to have. And he says, cool, go form your own. Like, go do it.
Yeah.
Right? And so this is, you know, is that easy to do? Fuck no, it's not. Mm-hmm. But this is a way to build it out with the tools that you need initially, especially like, you have the banking part covered. You now have your idea, which is everyone has that, and you can start to grow it based on the merits of your idea, whether it's good or bad, just like a business.
How do you make a token?
You can spin up any token. You can use Ethereum. You can use a wallet called MetaMask that I've talked about before. You can you can generate a token on there. You just have to have some funds to generate the token with. You can do it on Cosmos. This is another blockchain. There's a bunch. I mean, you can do it on Terra. You can
How
do
much
it on
does it cost?
It depends on the blockchain because the fees on the chain. Mm-hmm. So like
if I wanted to make a Franklin token.
If you want
to
make a Franklin token, it's going to probably cost a couple hundred bucks.
That's not bad.
Depends on the supply too. Like how many do you want and all that kind of thing.
Well, if I start with one, can I split it?
Yeah, they're divisible.
I see. Why do I need to buy 100?
But it's up to you.
Like, split by one.
You can make it so it's splittable or not. You can actually set all the tokenomics yourself. So yeah, but that's the idea behind it, right? Is if you have a club and you're like, there's only gonna be 300 people in this fucking club no matter what.
Yeah.
Cool. You make the club 300 tokens, period, can ever exist. And then there you go. You're good to go. You formed your club. You have the token. And now your idea can live or die. But you have a better mechanism, I think, to get your idea seen, especially in the blockchain community, where, I mean, yes, once again, there's a lot of fluffy stuff at the top, a lot of stupid shit, a lot of bubbles, right, mm-hmm. that are bouncing around, and everyone's going, it's all just stupid bubbles going around. But there's so much going on under the surface that I wish more people paid attention to, because there's the building blocks for what I think will become a new arm to the world economy. It's already happening, but, you know, crypto is only $2 billion market, or $2 trillion market cap right now, so...
Are you gonna unpack like what the things that you wish that people would know under there?
Well, I always do on Crypto Corner. That's for damn sure.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Plug it. How can they find Crypto Corner?
So I'm in Nikki's Patreon. It's patreon.com/sticky.
STIKKI.
I do a show I do it every week, but every Tuesday usually, like 7 p.m. Pacific Standard
for
Time.
For hours.
Sometimes it's on Wednesday. It just depends. I go in on crypto for like 3 hours. I just did 4 hours last week because I just love answering all the questions, and I love getting into the nitty gritty about it. But yeah, so I mean, you know, I feel like I talk about this a lot, but I don't want to be too remedial. But a lot of things going on under the surface. You can stake your money, so like into a liquidity pool or There's a bunch of places on blockchain where you can take your money and you can stake your money, and you can actually earn more money than any savings account could ever hope to give you. We all lose a fuck ton of money to inflation, right? 7.7%, 7.8% right now. So that means if your money's just parked in a savings account, you're losing money, 7.8% a year annually. If you are moving that into different DeFi protocols, which, you know, you might say, where's the money coming from? Well, it's coming from all of those protocols are generating money, right? Because of the amount of people who are using them. And those, the benefits of depending on where you're at, maybe it's token swaps, the fees go to the holders. So the more tokens that you hold, the more fees that you get. So like if you're staked somewhere and people are using that protocol, you might be collecting fees for that. I mean, dude, I've been part of I owned part of a crypto lottery for a while where like you get part of the jackpot. Every time there's a jackpot, there's a tax on the jackpot. You get a part of it because you're staked on the platform. You're providing security to the platform. And so you're collecting a fee for that. So there's just so much, and that was just a play money move. It's just a small amount in there, but.
And you liked saying you were a lottery.
Yeah, that was the best part, honestly. But honestly, that one went up so much that I had to dump it. And it was a good time too. I sold it at like a 6X. It was pretty beautiful. But then, there's things going on right now with, land development in the world where, we might not know that because we live in the United States, but, look at what's going on in Ukraine and in all these, there's many third world countries where the decision of who owns what land is a mess. And like you could have, many different, levels of documentation, all of it scrambled up, all of it is just, you can't discern who owns what.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to port all of that onto a distributed ledger like crypto, you would be able to see ownership very plainly, like in openly, right? And these are just the fundamental building blocks for what's being built out right now in the global economy. And dude, there's a thing called synthetic assets where right now, if you're not a part of a first world country, you can't really participate in the benefits of our economy. You want to have a 401k? Well, guess where that comes from? That comes from the people who are working at these companies. And as that stock appreciates because of, sales and development, you're able to pay for your retirement because you held that stock for a long time. Well, these people in third world countries can't do that. But what they could do is participate in the price action of a stock using what's called a synthetic asset. So they duplicate the stock, they tether the price of that stock to the synthetic asset. So do you hold a share of that company? No, but you hold a piece of the price, you hold the price action. So if you're correct about it, it's the same idea. You can hold it for 30 years and because you were holding it and the price went up that much, you benefit from it. Because unfortunately our world moves so slowly when it comes to progress, and I think everybody can relate to that, I think that crypto has a huge leg up on these things. And so far as long as they don't get too crippled by regulation, which I think is often very good because it makes more people more comfortable using
regulation.
Things. Yes. But as long as they don't get too stifled by regulation, there's just more that people could iterate towards and more that they could develop for than in a traditional sense. Like right now, if I had a great idea, I could go pitch to a bunch of people in crypto and I could form a DAO and we could all start building out using community funds, whatever that idea is. And that's what's so powerful about it. And and as people disagree with the way the project is going, they get in and out just like a stock, just like anything else. So it's that's what makes all this so exciting too, is the idea that, so let's say you work at Walmart and let's say that, by the way, will big box stores even exist in a decade? Like, do we know? Like, what if, you had an idea for an Amazon or a Walmart and you had some different way of doing it and you could have everyone who works there part of a decentralized autonomous organization and they all have way more sway in what the company develops than how they would now. And if you're a management type, you might be saying, well, this is a nightmare. This would be a nightmare because those people shouldn't have any say over, what we do. But this is kind of the great, let's see if your idea works or not kind of thing, right? Like, let's let it live or die in the... like as it gets built out. So, it's just an alternative as far as that stuff goes, but there's so much more to it, right? Like right now, What is a central bank? Okay, a central bank is a place where everyone knows that, you know, you put your money in there, and then if you need to get your money out, you can get your money out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to, like, how many years have you been with the same bank? Do you get really any benefit from that?
No.
Other than they say, thank you for being at our bank, you piece of shit.
You used to, the way it was originally intended is you put your money in there, the banks use your money to grow their bank and, you know, build their business. They put it in investments, and in exchange, you get interest on your money. And then that's your reward for keeping it at their bank. But
now
they're like,
reward.
Hey, fuck you.
There's no reward.
Put it in here or fucking die.
So what if, and this is a very real possibility because it's already happening through crypto.
Yeah.
What if your bank is something that, you know, some protocol that you're on or something that you developed and people are using because they see and experience the benefits of it. And everyone's using that bank instead. And if the bank starts to taper off all of the different benefits that the people have, like over time through corruption or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you can actually make a move inside of your bank using your DAO to vote on different governance proposals to hopefully, you know, change that system. Or if you wanted to, you could migrate right out of there, take your money out of the bank, and you're taking the worth right out of the bank as well. And you're taking your votes with you.
Hmm.
So, and I think that this will be so much more complex than people are thinking. So, like, you know, I have a group of guys, and we're talking about putting together a DAO to buy a golf course.
Okay.
Because we think that would be hilarious, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, we would do everything through the DAO. So it's like, you know, should we get a soda machine? Okay, well, we're going to do a governance proposal for the soda machine, and we're going to see if it passes, right? So, like, all the moves where we'd be spending a certain threshold of funds
mm-hmm.
would go through the DAO.
I think it's most hilarious because you don't golf.
I don't golf. I know. We just were hanging out with one of our neighbors, and he's like, do you golf? And I'm like, no, but I guess I got to get into it pretty soon.
Yeah, you're getting it to that age where all your male friends that you will meet golf.
I know. Well, plus the boys that I know, especially in crypto land, they're all golfers. So I'm like,
yeah,
it's going to happen.
Got to do it.
It's going to happen. But yeah, so how would that work, right? We would buy a golf course, and then we would put the title into a smart contract. You digging this?
Yes.
We would then have all of the, you know, decisions that we make as we set the company up have to pass the DAO vote. And then once it's up and running, we would decide what to do with community funds in order to maintain the golf course, alter the golf course in any way. And this is just a perfect, I'm bringing this up because it's a nice little example of all of the different things you could do with a DAO. It doesn't just have to be, you know, one thing, like a club. All clubs have different goals.
Right.
It could be you're trying to save the pandas. I mean, dude, there was a DAO recently where a bunch of people who are all anonymous, they all tried to buy a copy of the United States Constitution that was up for sale. Like there was a copy of the Constitution. It went up for sale. And this DAO, I think they came kind of close to maybe getting it, but ultimately they were outbid. And then the DAO dissolved because they lost their use case. They didn't no longer had a goal.
Can't you just download a copy of the Constitution?
No, they wanted to own it. And like, obviously that would be a big deal, right? If they were able to own a copy of the Constitution and then issue, like, I don't know what they were going to do with it, but I would imagine they were going to issue an NFT.
Like when we exited the gift shop at the White House, they had copies of the Constitution you could buy.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. When it comes to true ownership, everyone knows that there's only a couple copies of the Constitution out there, right?
Oh, you mean like a, like from the original day?
The original Constitution.
Like yeah. the handwritten copy?
Yes, exactly. One of the copies of that, right? Wow. So one of the like handwritten copies.
I thought there was only one.
No, so there's like Thomas Jefferson did the OG one.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of different ones were done to sent out to all the states.
Oh.
And then even some were sent to different countries just to show them, yo, here's what our rules are. I see. Shit. So now you know the rules.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there was one that, you know, they just found it, or I don't know what it was, but it was up for sale. And this DAO formed to try to buy that constitution. I assume that they were going to issue an NFT of it. And so you might just say, okay, cool. Well, I'll just control save a copy of the constitution online. And then I have the constitution, but you don't. You don't have one of the original copies of the constitution. So if they issued an NFT whereby saying that, like, hey, this NFT is for this copy of the constitution, and anybody who holds it gets this constitution transferred to them or like delivered to them.
Right.
It's kind of similar to what I just did with a hoodie, right? I got a hoodie mm-hmm. for a coin that I really like called Woo. Okay. And they had hoodies that were available, but you had to own an NFT by a certain date. So you had to own the hoodie NFT by a certain date mm-hmm. in order to receive the hoodie when they minted it and shipped it. And so people like myself, I think there's only 100 that will ever exist, 69 that will ever exist, because that's funny. Yeah. It's the funniest number. Maybe it was 100, I can't remember. But point is that I will hold one of the only ones that will ever exist. They're all numbered. Mm-hmm. And if you hold the NFT, does that mean you get the Woo hoodie? Well, in this case, no. Depends on the buyer and the person who owns it, because I could sell somebody the NFT and never ship it to them, for example. Mm-hmm. So, but the idea of it is that I was holding that NFT and now I'm getting that particular hoodie delivered to me. And so now I own an NFT of it and I own the physical item. And if I was going to sell it, I would sell the NFT with the physical item. So there you go.
But you don't have to.
I mean, I would assume that the whoever bought it would want both.
Well, of course.
So, you know, we would have to set up a smart contract to make sure that both were done.
It's like I have
releasing an
M&M brick and it has an authentication card.
Mm-hmm.
And if I sold it, like, it'd probably have to go with the card.
It would. It would. And that's exactly how that works. But yeah. What if those little authentication cards were faked? They're easily faked. They're faked all the time. You know, how could you authenticate it, right? Maybe not everyone would spot the fake because not everyone is an expert at brick holding for M&M houses.
I am.
Exactly. So you could issue that on the blockchain. Probably M&M will do this because he's actually pretty savvy at this stuff. At least his people are.
His team is.
Yeah, exactly. So like they're pretty savvy with this shit. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see them do something similar to that with a physical item if you hold the NFT.
That's definitely coming.
Yeah, you have the right to the physical item. I mean,
he's been hinting at it.
That's coming to shoes. It's coming to...
He's a huge shoe collector.
Guys, I can't even tell you enough. It's coming to everything, whether you like it or not. I know most of you, you know, I don't know most of you, but most people out there will think that this is all stupid and absurd and it's some stupid bubble and it's not going to work out. Actually, this is just where it's going.
People used to think YouTube was absurd.
I know.
I was one of them.
We were both one of them. But, you know, yeah, and I remember people telling me, this YouTube thing's a fad. It's not going to pan out. Boy, were they wrong. Every one of them's on YouTube now
sued.
Are trying to be. Yeah, I mean, exactly. So crypto and NFTs, it's all about redistribution of ownership. Okay, so people who are trying to, you know, get power over their lives, I think that crypto gives you a better alternative than our current system.
I have a question.
Yes.
I was playing poker and this guy was at the table, and I always ask people like why they're in Vegas, because usually they don't live here.
Yeah.
And he said he was here because he was going to an NFT music festival.
Okay.
And basically, like, you, if you own this NFT, you get invited to different events that they throw. And then, like, at the event, they'll have, like, the NFTs on display digitally.
Yep.
But, like, the whole point is, like, you have to own this NFT in order to, like, get into the thing. Is that a DAO or is that, what is that?
No, it's just an NFT.
So it's an NFT.
But, you know.
It's just, like, a perk to owning an NFT.
Well, it depends. I mean, it could be a DAO because, you know, basically holding an NFT. Like, right now, I hold a bunch of NFTs, right? But not all of those NFTs have like a use case where I can get into somewhere or anything like that. There's like a couple of them that have Discord groups attached to them.
Yeah.
Not many. Most of them are just like, you now have this piece of art, right? But yeah, there are so I don't know enough to know that that's a DAO or not. Mm-hmm. Because what they could be doing is like having a DAO party, and then the NFT is how you get into the DAO party.
Oh.
So like what Friends with Benefits is trying to do is they're setting up clubs. They're trying to set up clubs all over America, and I think in London is part of their first iteration of their plan. But so the idea is they'll have clubs in different locations, and you have to be a member to get in.
Oh, like Soho House.
Exactly, like Soho House. So yeah, but it's just for crypto. And so like, how cool is that, that you go to a place where everyone there knows about crypto like you do?
Mm-hmm.
Very rare, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Especially to the level that a lot of those guys will know about crypto on average versus the average Joe who knows about crypto and like Shiba coin, all the bullshit stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, it just makes, I mean, I would rather, 10 times out of 10, if you told me I was going to a party with people who know crypto,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather go to that party versus any other party.
True.
So that's what I'm talking about, like where, you know, there is also just an incentive for these DAOs to even spin up in the first place, like especially for social DAOs. So, you know, I can't hate on it because I understand the lack that exists out there. For like, if I want to go to a party right now and talk about crypto for 2 hours, it's probably going to clear out pretty quick.
Uh-huh.
So, whereas, yeah. You know, if everybody was there talking about
you
crypto.
You mean you still do that?
Thank you. But yeah, exactly. So if everyone was there for crypto, that I would, hell yeah, join that DAO.
Yeah.
Right? Just knowing that every time it's going to be like that, it'd be sick. And you could bounce ideas off of people.
Yeah.
Get different tidbits about different projects that maybe you haven't heard of. Or, I mean, every time I'm on Crypto Corner and I'm looking at something that I don't like, I always wish that I had somebody there who did like it so that I could understand it more.
Yeah, it's really important
to
have like different perspectives on something.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break.
Yes.
And when we come back, I am going to blow your motherfucking mind.
You're
going to
sell us on your DAO?
On my DAO. I might actually end up
doing
the
DAO. Join our DAO.
If you
join our DAO and then you invite 3 friends to join the DAO, you'll get a percentage of the DAO.
Well, I will never do that.
Of the NFT.
I will never do that. But that's great. Okay, Nikki's going to pitch scams and I will be trying to blow your mind.
Look, I just learned about this. I'm about to blow up.
Amazing.
You're going to get on the ground floor, everybody. So after this break, make sure you come back. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow us on all our social medias. I will check or else you're not invited on the ground floor.
I will be blowing your mind about DAOs coming right up. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blight.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Cute. Thank you for supporting the show. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Let's get right into it, okay?
Yeah. Sell me.
So a DAO should be there to provide value to the people who are holding the tokens of the DAO, right? Like if I have Steve Dow, mm-hmm. and there's 1,000 people in Steve Dow, everything that the Steve Dow development team is working on should be to benefit the token holders of Steve Dow. Now, this is part of the thing about why DAOs were formed, is because often when you're building out something, especially in Silicon Valley, if you're part of the development team, you really hold all the cards. You have all the power, right? Especially in crypto. Okay. If you're the development team, you have all the power. You're making the project in the direction that you want to make it in. And if you hold the token, that does not mean that you are being represented by the team, right? But with a DAO, you can vote to ensure that the team is going to do what you want because there is agreement that the DAO is what controls the funds and not the team. The team builds for the DAO. The team is incentivized to build for the DAO because they are paid by the DAO, mm-hmm. but they do not control the DAO. The DAO is controlled by the community of token holders. Mm. Does that make sense?
I see.
So if Steve DAO is building towards saving the kitty population,
right?
What are we doing for them, right? What are we doing? And what are we doing for the token holders? Why are the token holders incentivized to hold Steve DAO? Are we just there to save the kitties? If we are, then we need to have some kind of a community fund that's generating yield so that we can pay for the kitties, right? It has to be sustainable. Otherwise, everyone's just donating to this fund.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I think will be very popular with DAOs in the future is trying to purchase other DAOs or even traditional companies that are producing yield. So you want to have what does Disney do? They buy Marvel, they buy Star Wars. Mm-hmm. They're using these entities to generate yield, right? They're using that to have a better cash flow to incentivize their shareholders.
They bought Maker Studios.
They bought Maker Studios. Huge mistake. But there you go, right?
Yeah.
So you know, you're trying to do something to benefit the people who are holding it, right? And one of the things that I think is coming soon to DAOs, because you know all this stuff is growing. Crypto markets are growing. Crypto market's only $2 trillion total market cap, which means if you add up all the crypto out there that's available, it's all worth $2 trillion just about right now, okay? So that has a certain amount of power, not really that much relative to our economy, to the global economy, but it's getting a way better piece of the pie than it used to have. So I think that as DAOs grow and as their community funds grow, they'll be able to do more interesting things with that yield, such as... So like, let's say I have Steve token and there's a lot of Steve token holders. And like I said, there's 1,000 Steve token holders and they're going, "Hey Steve, we think that the part of the community fund should be taken to purchase Steve tokens that are on the market. And then you place them into a burn address, burning that from the total supply. So thereby increasing the token value for the shareholders, for the token holders." So that I think will also be part of what happens with DAOs, right? Like what is Terra Luna doing? You know, for every $1 of Luna or of UST that you generate, $1 of Luna gets burned. That's why we've been beating the whole fucking market this whole time. Mm-hmm. Since the start. So that mechanism serving as its own Federal Reserve has been hugely beneficial to Luna token holders. And one of the latest things that's going on right now is Do Kwon, who is the head of Terraform Labs, who develops Luna, he just, you know, everyone's been criticizing UST, well, in crypto, a lot of people have been criticizing UST, which is US Terra, which is the stable coin that... basically is this at the center, at the white hot center of the Terra ecosystem is UST. It's a critical component to the entire ecosystem. If UST ever slipped the peg, which means that it has to be worth $1 at all times, mm-hmm. if it ever slipped the peg in a substantial way, everyone is saying that all the different protocols associated with Luna, Anchor Protocol, one of them, which is what allows you to get right now 19.5% staked on a stable coin called UST. So if that was to slip, then people would lose faith in that protocol, right? As people are running towards the door, you can maybe drive up the Luna price like towards the exit because everyone's trying to get the fuck out of USD back into loonies. But there would be – people are saying that would be part of like a death spiral.
Yeah.
So
– be a crack in the armor.
Do Kwon, having heard this for a long time now, ever since USD adoption started exploding – which was like last September when they did a huge, huge burn of Luna. They were burning a lot of Luna, like hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Luna, which immediately produced a fuck ton of UST, right? And drove the UST market cap up like crazy. And now there's, it's like become the top 14 or whatever stable, or well, it's top 14 all crypto, top 3 stablecoin all of crypto. Pretty amazing considering where it was. Been the fastest growing stablecoin all of crypto. But what he's doing now to back USD is he's saying, okay, well, we're gonna use reserves from our DAO fund to purchase Bitcoin. So we're going to back UST with Bitcoin, which is fucking crazy. Like, to me, that's better than the US dollar. I know you might criticize that, but where I think that this is all going, I think that they just made UST, I mean, good as gold, digital gold, but like that will be unbelievable for token holders because, you know, now it's like, well, what's backing UST? Well, Bitcoin. A huge Bitcoin reserve. They're buying billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin and putting it into a reserve. Yes, it's amazing. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to DAOs. So that is the power of a DAO, is that it can benefit the token holders extremely well, especially if they're purchasing other assets, especially if they're purchasing something like Bitcoin, something that is also producing yield. Because Bitcoin, as Bitcoin increases in price, that reserve gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So now let's scale it down, right? You're like, Terraform Labs is worth billions now. You know, it wasn't when we first started buying it. but you know, so what if, you know, you have a DAO and your DAO has produced yield for your token holders, you're doing token buybacks for your community, and you almost become bear market resilient because, you know, hopefully you have enough yield being produced like to keep it above a certain threshold. But if you're constantly buying back your own tokens using your community fund and using the yield from the excess yield from your community fund, you are just going to beat everything else because you have that feedback loop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, and that's just one thing that DAOs can do, right? So there's just these little benefits that could benefit token holders in ways that people don't think of right now.
Well, what's cool about the US dollar, though, I don't know if you know
this,
but
let's hear it.
You can buy more, well, not me, but the government and like the Federal Reserve, they can buy more money printing machines.
Pretty good.
And then they can print more US dollars. So I bet you didn't think about that.
Definitely didn't think about that. What if you worked at Walmart, and as part of working at Walmart, you got some kind of a yield from that? Like, would that blow people's minds or what?
Like, if they got a dividend, like,
yes,
if
exactly.
They were a shareholder?
It's akin to that, yes.
Yes. It would blow people's minds. I mean, because...
It would be such a respect for a worker...
Uh-huh.
That hasn't really happened unless you kind of move all the way up the chain, right?
Well, I think what they have right now for workers is benefits packages.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Benefits packages. But what if you had more of a, like, hey, the company did really well in profits.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that the guys at the top give us bonuses. You know, what if it was a little more? No, that's going to happen. Like, because our community fund produced X, mm-hmm. so the community gets Y. So that's another way to start thinking about this stuff, right? Another thing too. So the Doquan example is a perfect example of like where I think all this could end up going. I also think there's no reason to think that what a DAO ceiling is that even. Like, we're talking that, you know, and this is maybe going like a little into La La Land only insofar as maybe this won't be the next decade, but I think this is in the cards where, you know, a DAO buys land somewhere because DAOs are beating traditional finance because they're producing so much yield for their token holders. And so many more token holders are getting in that the DAO has like gotten big enough. It's beaten enough of the competitors where they could produce land or they could buy land. And now they're making governance decisions to build out that land, creating their own society.
Whoa. That sounds cult-like.
And then they all kill each other.
Yeah. That's where that leads.
After a DAO vote. But if you can't commit suicide unless the DAO passes it.
Right.
But if the DAO passes it, you have to commit suicide.
And the DAO passes what kind of outfits to wear during it.
That's correct. They would all, that would all be part of the governance proposal.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Great. So, very cool.
Yeah. But hey, as long as it's not, you know, 50% of the vote, or if you have a lazy DAO, which happens sometimes, they could actually pass a proposal with under 50%.
Someone should create a DAO to buy an original copy of the Tao Te Ching and then
of the what?
The Tao Te Ching.
What the hell is that?
It's like a, it's like what started Hinduism or Vedic. I don't remember. I took a religious philosophy class when I was 17.
Okay.
And that's all I remember, but I don't remember if it
you
was
just wanted to for Hinduism. Knowledge drop that, that
well,
you know about
no,
the Tao
Te because
Ching?
I was like, I've heard the Tao before spelled that way.
Okay.
And it's from the Tao Te Ching.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And anyway, they should make a DAO where they get an original copy of that and then they turn that into an NFT. And then you say you can have an NFT copy of the Tao Te Ching. And
it,
and it's part of a DAO that you're in.
Love it.
And you could call the DAO the Tao Te Ching.
It's a great idea. Thank you.
Okay. You could have that one.
Okay.
And if you invite three friends, you could, they
horrible.
Can have
horrible
a percentage of an NFT.
You know, one thing you could do to actually, make it so, and I was thinking about doing this with my WooHitty. You could print out a QR code on your physical hoodie. And this is only if I keep it in storage. If you wear this, you're a fucking dumbass. But you could print it, you could maybe put it on the back. So like if you have this thing, like if you have like the Tao Te Ching.
Yeah, and it takes you to your NFT.
Yeah. It takes you to the NFT on the blockchain.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's hosted there, but it's, it, well, it's not hosted there. It's like, it's on the blockchain, but it's
right
there so that it would be physically, with the physical item.
That's very cute.
Wouldn't that be cute?
I like that.
And it also exists on the blockchain. So you could only confirm that it's that's the original one because it has that sticker.
So you
or
get,
you just peel that sticker off and put
it
on a copy.
A blank book with the QR code on it.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. See?
Very cool.
So yeah, the, look, that's where I see all of this going, like in the next 10 years.
Are you part of any DAOs right now?
Not exactly. I mean, I'm a
not
Terra
exactly
member, so
okay,
you could argue that I'm part of that. I,
well,
I
so
can't
there's
say I
not,
vote on every proposal.
There's
though,
not clear like, definitions of what a DAO is?
Well, to me, yes, it is a DAO, sure, because like the like Luna is used as a governance token. I mean, but most people don't really use it for that. Like most people in the Luna DAO, they just kind of chill in there.
Okay.
I'll tell you that right now. Like we're a lazy.
You probably
a lazier,
don't know they're part of a
it's
DAO.
It's a lazier governance community.
If no one told me I was in a DAO, I would not fucking know I was in a DAO.
Well, it's like voting. You don't have to do it. So
right?
A lot of people don't.
Yeah, but you know that you can.
Yeah, and you know, when it comes to, and like it's almost like a presidential election, when it comes to like something where everyone is like the most focused on it, that's when you see the most votes. So if like something outlandish comes out in the like as a DAO proposal, everyone kind of jumps all over it and starts picking it to death.
Right.
So same shit.
Okay. So it's not like really clear that like, oh, we're starting a DAO based off this token. It's just like it is that.
No, it's clear because that's what it, how it was formed and that's what controls the community fund.
They just didn't call it that yet?
No, it's a DAO. It's just not. It's just not.
This is the first time I've heard of a DAO.
I understand. So. I'm sorry. It's not. That's not the only thing it is.
Okay.
So it's not just a DAO.
Right.
Like, Terra
is
so much
more. Oh, there's
so
things
more
that are just DAOs.
Yes.
I see.
So yeah, but then as they build out the DAO, then they have more use cases than just being a DAO token. But they usually start just as a governance token for a DAO.
I have another question.
Yeah.
So you said you're gonna buy a golf course with your DAO.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that just using, so you're using funds from the DAO community and that's it? Like you don't have to get a loan, because I would imagine it'd be very hard to get a loan through traditional financing.
Yeah, it is. We would be getting a loan using crypto, and
like
there
a smart,
are places
a smart
that
contract
are taking that now. Or you know what's even crazier?
What?
Where I think a lot of this is going to, you could potentially use a staking service, take an NFT that has a certain value in the community, stake it there, and borrow against your NFT to pay for the golf course.
Another thing I was thinking, because I have ADHD,
yeah,
is has anyone ever like put a card room on a golf course? Because I was like, why don't you need a card room instead? That'd be way sicker.
We could build a card room for you.
But then I was like, oh, a lot of golfers also play poker. Like, I play with a lot of golfers.
See?
There's huge crossover. Like, why don't they have card rooms on golf courses?
Why don't you draw it up as a proposal?
And I wonder if they do that. And then I'm like, maybe there's some regulations or something. But no, because like in like Texas, they have card rooms, but it's not really legal to have poker. So like they're basically lodges where like you pay to be a member and then like you play poker in there, but like the rules are not regulated by like the city or anything. It's just like whatever. It's like a house game.
Yeah.
So like you could totally do that on a golf course because it's like members only. Anyway.
Not bad.
I would go to your golf course if it had a card room or really good wine.
Thank you. You wouldn't go to my fucking golf course. If I had my own golf course with like 16 other dudes, you wouldn't go to my golf course.
Does it have good wine?
Good Lord.
What's there with the dude for me?
How crazy is it that your husband owns a golf course?
Can I drive the golf carts?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, something fun at least.
All right.
God, like it sounds so boring.
Whatever.
It sounds hot.
It is probably gonna be hot.
Yeah.
I know. That's been my problem with golf, but I'll come around to it.
You have to do it. It distinguishes
I know.
A man from a boy.
I know. I wish to become a distinguished gentleman.
You have to like drink whiskey and smoke cigars too at some point.
I will.
But not a lot, just like when you're with the boys.
That's the plan.
Because like I don't want to smell cigar breath all the time.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that's been our trip into ADD land with Nikki, and then I'm trying to talk about Dallas.
I really was trying to think of if I've ever heard of that. I've never heard of a card room on a golf course.
We'll work on it.
Let me know in the comments if that exists.
Okay. You just want to know about another card room.
No, I want to know if that exists as a business concept.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because I think that's pretty, there's a crossover there. There's a crossover. That's pretty sick.
It's not bad. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I don't know what a Crypto Corner DAO could be yet. I was kicking around some stuff for fun the other night with people, so who knows what will happen. But
well, they're already invited to the Discord.
Well, yeah, but there would have to be something to the DAO that provides a benefit, like a yield, where we could then have a community fund that we vote on what happens. That would be the cool thing.
You could have like parties all over the United States.
Exactly, something like that.
That'd be so cool.
Who knows?
Like a tour.
Like a tour, but it would have to be something where enough people, they hold this whatever token it is, and this is just as a concept, right? You hold enough of whatever the token is, then that gets put into a DAO treasury.
Mm-hmm.
So now that treasury is used after we vote on the government's proposals to do whatever. You want to have a party, you want to fucking...
It's like the NFT music festival.
Exactly. So yeah, just want to boil it down, make it as simple as possible for people to understand. Mm-hmm. If I had a DAO, that's the kind of thing that you could start up, or you could do whatever. But you know, imagine that DAO got big enough, you buy another company, you buy, you know, a sports team, right? Like all this stuff I think will be a lot more possible than it sounds right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the next 10 years. So there you go.
Your phone?
Yeah.
I don't have mine.
What do you want?
I just want to look up the Tao Te Ching. I don't know what religion it's associated.
Okay, we're gonna go now.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
it's okay.
I want to know on air. Okay, so I guess it's not Hinduism. It's not Hinduism or Buddhism, it's Taoism.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. But like there's elements that are in both.
Got it.
Anyway, just wanted to throw that in there.
Good to know.
Because
that's definitely,
if you're
going to
spell it like that, it sounds like Taoism.
It's not.
Okay.
Yep.
Someone that really believes in DAOs.
It's not that.
Is into Taoism.
Nope. Maybe that'll come too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed this. I am very informed. I mean, as always, I feel like there's just new things being created every day. Like you come at me with this land that you can buy in a fake universe.
Yeah, metaverse stuff.
Yeah, and then like
all that stuff's pretty shitty right now though. NFT. It'll get there.
I know, it's like 8-bit right now.
Yeah, it's super shitty right now.
But it doesn't mean it's not where the future is going.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, 8-bit Super Mario, and everyone was on Animal Crossing. It's not the same, but it's like the modern iteration of it.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I think so. Yeah. No, like it's because it's so early. yeah, a lot of it looks shitty. It plays shitty. Like mm-hmm. a lot of the NFT games out there are pretty shit.
A lot of kinks in it.
Yeah, a lot of kinks in it. But, you know, that's all the very, very beginning stuff. So, like,
yeah.
You could criticize early video games the same way, like Nicky's saying. Like, you go say Pong sucks, but it's what started something. So, that's where it all kind of has to begin as it all gets devved out.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're very well researched on it.
I love this shit.
Yeah.
So, it comes from there.
When you buy your golf course that has a card room, I'll go.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, sick. Also, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI, because Steve gets really, 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 really into crypto on Crypto Corner, and he's helped a lot of people understand this to a greater depth, more so than I've ever been able to understand it. So go check that out.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a corner. I'm not part of the corners.
Yeah, you're not in there as much.
And also, if I didn't have you, I'd need to know more, but, you know, I'm like Warren Buffett's wife. He's like, if I die, just invest in the market.
Love it.
Like, don't even try.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay. I'll just do Bitcoin.
Love it. No. Well, yeah, true.
And
if you want to leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Warren Buffett basically told his wife.
True.
All right.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.
See you next time. Bye.